Hi there.
Hi.
How's it going?
Good.
You look cold. Can I get you a blanket or something?
I got kind of a blanket here.
You know, we were actually going to bring candles because I saw the show last Friday.
Yeah, you had candles all over the stage. I was like, how cool.
And no, I like the lighting that you chose. It's
very, this is great,
it's very
right?
dentist stuff.
It certainly is. So we saw the show last Friday, and you actually called your sister on stage with you and also sang happy birthday to your father.
Yeah.
Are you guys pretty close, you and your father, your sister?
Yeah. I mean, I don't see him a lot, but yeah. Yeah, we're pretty close.
That was
it was very sweet.
That was cute.
Yeah, well, he melted, so.
Where was he sitting, though? I couldn't figure
I
out
no
who
idea.
He was.
Yeah,
it was like, that. There was one guy. I don't know if you saw. Did you see that one guy? It was.
He was up there. He stood up the entire
screaming.
Show.
Sound like my dad.
I thought it was your dad.
He was dancing to like a Grateful Dead concert, just swaying the entire show. I was like, what is that guy doing?
Now, do you usually perform barefoot?
No, I just, I have a shoe problem. I don't have many shoes, and I can't work in these shoes. So I got these from a photo shoot, and I don't have any
you
shoes that I've actually
bought.
Stole
the wardrobe. Yeah. So we're going to do some live music here. Which one do you want to do?
Well, assuming that it's only me and Patrick here, I think we'll do Never's a Promise.
Okay.
Sushka?
Yeah. Okay. Fiona Apple is in the Star Lounge. It's Star 98.7.
Courage I know, its colors, richness won't appear within your view. I'll never glow the way that you glow. Your presence dominates the judgments made on you. There's the scenery I see in different lights, the shades and shadows undulate in my perception. My feelings swell and stretch, I see from greater heights. I understand what I am still too proud to mention. I give you say.
Still 98.7, Fiona Apple in the Star Lounge. And the emotion in the room. Do you feel it?
Yes.
Hey, do you remember when you called me a long time ago? Do you remember you were out with a friend at a club and you forgot to call?
That was you.
That was me.
This is him.
Do you remember that? Like, was that a year and a half ago?
Something like that.
You've got to be more responsible. You're on time for this.
That was hilarious. I had my friend coming in from New York and we, like, went out to go to the movies and I was like, damn,
you're
oh
like,
my
crap.
God. I had to go all the way back home to get the number to be on the radio now.
We had Sarah McLachlan in a few weeks ago, and she was talking about the Lilith Fair.
Yeah, it was fun. I mean, it was easy, because we had, you know, there's so many people on the bill that you get to do, like, really short sets and just do the... I didn't drag myself through all the really emotional stuff for that, for those shows, you know, so it's kind of... It was easy, and it was fun, and it was summer, so...
Were you looking forward to hanging out with some of those artists? I mean, who did you look up to?
No, honestly, no one, because I just don't really know them.
Who do you listen to?
I mean, nobody.
You're cruising around.
I don't...
Just listen to her stuff. What are you talking about?
I know, I don't really... I actually don't really listen to that much music at all. I just kind of...
busy writing.
I've been listening, you know, I've been listening to, like, Tricky lately.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you look up to any artists when you were
a toddler? No, not really. I mean, I was... Yeah, no, I was into,
is
like...
Is that a yeah
I,
or
like,
no?
It's a little bit of both, because I looked up to people, but I wasn't, not in the way that would be convenient for interviews, not in the way that I was, like, you know, modeling my career after anybody.
Are you into it again? Because I know she's going to kick off another whole big Lilith Fair you're going to do.
If they ask me, sure. Yeah. I mean, it was fun.
And you heard it right now, so they'll be booking you for that.
Okay.
So let's do, like, a Christmas tune or something. Isn't that what we're going to do?
Okay.
Is that cool?
Yeah.
You did this at the show, and I just, it was so great.
It was
great.
Really pretty.
Yeah, I don't know how it's going to sound that, because there's not all of us here, but,
that's okay.
You know what, though? Well, that's all right. That's what the lounge is kind of all about.
Okay.
What's it called? What's the name of the song you did?
Please Come Home for Christmas.
Love it. Let's do it now.
The Star Lounge. It's Fiona Apple on Star 98.7.
Bells will be ringing. Tell me.
Music at Stun 88.7 in the Star Lounge. Fiona Apple and a couple of keyboardists.
Yes, Patrick Lorne and Joe Simon.
Good job, guys.
Excellent. That's my new favorite Christmas song. I love that.
Yeah, me too.
So what do you want for Christmas?
A Christmas vacation.
Some time off.
I want to lie beneath the Christmas tree and just fall asleep and not have anyone wake me up.
How about the new CD? What's going on with that?
The new CD is currently being conceived in my head. Like, come on, I'm done with this album. Let's do the next one.
Yeah.
You know.
So if you're waiting, it's coming.
Yeah, sometime next year.
Sometime, yes.
Fiona Apple, thanks again for stopping by the Star Lounge.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks.